Well, we've kind of decided, you know, we've gone in with the game plan that we have going in and do whatever we think is best to help the football team win. And, you know, as games go along every week, whether it's option, some other things, whatever you're going to do, you make adjustments as the game goes along. The Minnesota game was a perfect example. We went more to our base run game, and they had a tough time stopping it. So we just kept pounding them out of that.
Is it more that the offense just looks different because of the way Tim operates it? I mean, that it's really not that different from what Kyle was doing?
Well, I think there's a number of things we're doing different with Tim that we wouldn't have done with Kyle, obviously. You know, formationally, we're changing some things. The formations we're in the shotgun with him are a little different than the things we did with Kyle. So there's plenty of things that are different. But like we've said all along, you know, we've tried to keep the system intact. And we're not just changing it for Tim because, you know, we've got 10 other guys on offense that are very talented. So you look at those guys also, and what does the entire offense do well? And so, you know, we had the system that Tim's been in for the last year and a half. That's the things that we know that he does well, and we're kind of building off of that.
Yeah, they had. Did you see the mic'd up thing on NFL?
I have not.
It was really interesting because it showed you getting with Tim with like 56 seconds to go and saying, okay, you should check downs. We're going to run the 2-minute, that sort of thing. And there was a real sense of calm. There was a real sense of calm with Tim, period, to be quite honest with you. Is that something that's changed and developed and comes with his confidence as weeks go on?
Well, the more you win, obviously, and the more he plays, the more confidence you're going to have in him. And that's just experience. He's done a great job in those situations this entire year. And so as a football team, we know as long as we got time left on the clock, we got an opportunity. And he's led us to a number of victories. But I think everyone's got to look at the big picture, too. There's a lot of other guys out there making plays. It's not just Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tim mentioned that the other day, I believe, to all you guys. And just, you know, everyone believes as long as we got time left on the clock, offense, defense, special teams. You know, the defense got a big turnover for us last week. So it's one of those things. We have a lot of confidence and we believe in each other and just keep plugging along.
Patriots defense look better on film than the statistics.
They're very well coached. They do their staff does a phenomenal job week in and week out preparing their football team. We know a lot about them because, you know, the way that Bill prepares his football team when Josh was here the last 2 years. So from an offensive perspective, we understand how they go in week to week and try to prepare and, you know, let the players get their best game plan possible.
Like, what's the key to getting off to faster starts in the first half?
Oh, I think better execution as a whole. Everyone going out there and doing their job on every play the right way and finishing plays, you know, putting them in the best situation possible as a play caller and just go out there and fly around.
A few more second down passes in the first half for Tim. Just a little bit more each week.
Well, I think we're going along with, you know, you look at the Kansas City game. We went down in the first drive and ran the balls, I believe it was 7 times in a row, and it's one of those feels you have with him. You got to just get him in the groove of things and see what we're doing well. And, you know, if we're running the ball like we've done in the past couple weeks, or, you know, when we just kept on going, running the football and mixing some play action passes, move him around a little bit. It's really, what is the defense doing also? There's some things we go in early with that we have a plan to say, hey, let's run these things early. But if they're doing something different, then we change accordingly.
Do you think he seems to thrive in the no huddle at the end of the games? Is that something you can incorporate earlier in the game, or is that something you can't replicate?
Well, we've done it from time to time throughout the season at different times, different opponents. It's just a matter of, you know, what is the team doing? How are we doing moving the football? How is your defense playing? You know, the one thing is coverages will change at the end of the game, you know, in 2-minute situations versus early in the game. So it's just really, what are they doing?
Ball control has been pretty good with Tim under center.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one pick on Sunday, was he trying to throw that ball away? Or was he trying?
No, it was a poor. He was trying to fit in. It was a poor decision on his part.
When they go to cover two, what makes Jeremiah and Lance such great weapons in the pass game? They were always open, always really a positive yard.
Well, I think when you have certain situations like that, when they're playing soft coverage and they're playing the cover two, if they all want to drop deep underneath, you know, the in cuts and the deeper players downfield, tight ends over the ball, that's when the outside linebackers, Mike linebacker, want to squeeze on certain routes. There's no one in the underneath coverage. So we did a nice job of taking advantage of that.
That takes a certain amount of patience, too, right? It's got to, instead of just trying to force it down.
Well, yeah, and if you understand the system of what the defense is running, you know, sometimes you don't have to wait that long. If they're going to get dropped, and, you know, in that situation there wasn't a whole lot of time left, the last thing a defense wants to do in that situation is give up a big play. So they're going to allow you to, you know, to check the ball down and move the ball down the field, you know, 5-8 yards at a time, and they just don't want to give up a big play.
What do you think of McCourty?
He's done a nice job, you know. He's a young player that's made a lot of plays, and he's very well coached, disciplined, and they all play their scheme the way it's supposed to be played.
Jeff Fox was saying that one of the factors of maybe the slow starts is the fact that, you know, you guys have played kind of a unique offense and defenses kind of scheme differently, and so it just takes a little bit longer maybe to figure it out. Do you buy into that?
Well, I don't – I mean, we could always execute better. I can always put the team in a better position, you know, call some things differently. But also, we're trying to field teams out the way they're going to play, Tim, because it's not always going to be the same that you see from the five previous weeks or the entire season, how many other games you go back and look at. So we've got to make some adjustments. But really, hey, you know, good players make good coaches. So regardless of what they're doing, regardless of what I call, it comes down to execution. And I tell the players that every week, hey, there's not going to be a perfect call from time to time. Good players make us look good as coaches.
What kind of conundrum is there, I guess, if it's lack of a better word, when you have one of the better run defenses, but then you look across and see they've struggled a little bit against the pass? Does it change your thought process going in, or do you play to your own strengths when you know the running game is kind of the, you know?
I think it's got to be a combination of both. And the reason I say that is we have a belief here in our system of what we do, regardless who the defense is. So we have I have a lot of confidence in our offense. So we're going to have our system that we're going to run. But then also you got to take advantage of what the defense is going to give you also.
Mike, any particular knack to call and plays in overtime? Do you change anything up in overtime?
Not really. It's, you know, I think in overtime you go into the game thinking, what are the things that we do best? Or what have you learned from what the opponent's done? And, you know, they're going to stick with the same plan. More often than not, teams have stayed with the same plan. And so you just go with the flow of the game. And you've learned a lot about them from the 60 previous snaps or how many of you had in the game plan. And you say, hey, what have we done best? What are they doing? And what are the best, you know, what players are making plays? Try to get those guys the ball to win it.
Based on your record in overtime, do you like an overtime game tonight? Or do you like
them? As long as we win, it doesn't matter to me. As long as we win football games and continue to win, that's what it's all about.
Have you ever had a blow-up like Ryan and Brady had at any time?
I'm not a big yeller and screamer, to be perfectly honest with you. I believe that, you know, the players are out there giving it their all. They're trying to do whatever they can. You know, no one's trying to make mistakes. You know, we don't try to make a bad call or put the offense in a bad position or, you know, turn the football over to put the defense in a bad position. So we're all human beings here. We're all going to have a mistake here and there. And the thing you got to do, I like to be staying positive. Be positive and watch the good things happen and just, hey, coach from it and learn from it, move on and say, live for the next down. I mean, you're going to make a mistake. Someone's going to make a mistake. All of them going to have a bad call somewhere in there, and you wish you did something else, but you can't take those plays back. So just coach off it. Keep the guys positive. Keep them upbeat. And I think that's what our football team's done. They've played for 60 minutes every week. Hey, there's going to be some ups and downs, and we're going to make some adjustments. We knew going to the Chicago game last week, they got a great front up, and we knew we were going to have some issues, you know, on certain plays, but we just kept believing in each other.
I was reading an analysis by Teddy Bruschi. I thought was kind of interesting about how Belichick coaches the fundamentals and the tackling and reading of the keys, and that you guys pressure teams by making teams have to do that every single play. Do you look at it a little bit about that way, in that way, what the challenge you present to them and vice versa?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, they are very well coached. Bill has always done a phenomenal job of preparing his football team, and that's why they've won, you know, all the championships they've won there and the record they've had there. So we've got a challenge ahead of us. You know, it's going to be a great challenge for our football team, but we have a lot of confidence here in what we're doing and, you know, the scheme we're running right now and the way Tim's playing football and the entire offense and actually our entire football team. So we're playing with a lot of confidence. We just got to go out there and do our job better.
Last one for Coach.
How have you of your rookie right tackle, how he's played the last couple months, and where do you see growth in?
He's gotten better. Very similar to the two young guys, JD and Zane, last year. Each week he's gotten better. And that's any football player. I think the more experience you have, the better you're going to be. And that's something that Orlando's done early on. He made some mistakes and he learned from them, and we just stayed positive with him and said, listen, hey, Dave's done a great job of coaching him and just cleaned some things up. And, you know, he's learned the game. It's different than college football. Without a doubt, the speed coming off that edge and the techniques Dave's asking him to use are a little different than maybe what he used in college, and he's learned our system. And like I, you know, before you mentioned with other players, there's certain things that he's going to learn from week to week. We go out there and practice all week long, but all of a sudden you see a different front or a different technique, a different style of a defensive end playing at you, and that just comes with experience. He's done a nice job, though.
You see the same growth when he's going forward as when he's coming back, and he's making strides in both pass pro and.
Oh, without a doubt, he's getting better every day in his entire, you know, game.